just what I'm feeling for you. I'll go write a slick song just to show you the world for you. I know they think it's messed up to sell out for your girl.
Live is in effect. We're looking to raise $5,000 to continue to keep your freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to Trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Don't send money to WMFO. Green Day will record another album. Send money by credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check, made out to Trustees of Tufts College, and mailed to WMFO, Attention Support, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Visit our website at WMFO for more info. Act before it's too late. You don't want another Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
WMFO in Medford. You listen to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
And I'm David.
David Corson.
David Corson.
David and I met, about 4 years ago.
I would say so. I was a young buck.
Well, you have had some great music out there.
Thank you.
But let everybody know a little bit about you. Growing up, what you listened to, what inspired you to get into music. And even, you know, you can mention, little known, which I know is actually not little known, manager. I mean, he's everywhere. And that man runs around the world.
Oh, my manager is this guy named Michael Bernier, and he does pretty much everything you could possibly do when it comes to entertainment around this area. He has a band, he's got a radio show, he does hosting events, he's got a whole company that books events for people and books acts, and yeah, he's definitely helped me along the way. I met him when I was 18 and 24 now, and it's been a pretty good ride with him.
So, how about yourself?
So, I grew up in Exeter, New Hampshire. Which nothing really happened there, so we had to kind of create our own fun. Started playing guitar a little bit because my mom wanted us to do something. I wasn't a sports kid. So we started doing that, and it didn't really interest me that much. Was playing piano and guitar, and was never really that good at it because I wasn't that interested until I started. I think it was when I started playing Guitar Hero at my friend's place. I was like, I want to try to learn how to play these songs. So I would just kind of teach myself songs. And then I had this guitar teacher, and I would just bring him the songs that I would learn and songs I would try to write. And he would just tell me, this is good. This needs to be changed. That's not how you do that chord. Different ways of teaching me how to do it without telling me how to do it. Because I'm not one of those people that learns too well by being told what to do. But yeah, it's I've been playing music professionally for, I think I started when I was like 17, and I was still a senior in high school, and been doing it ever since, and it's getting more and more traction, and people are seeming to enjoy the music that's coming out, so.
So, who were the people who you, when you decided to get into music, that you emulated and may still look up to today, or you know, maybe you've changed the way your thoughts?
It's weird because I wouldn't really listen to, I grew up listening to a lot of soundtracks, like the Lord of the Rings soundtracks. I just was really interested in the highs and lows of music, meaning like when it comes down, it's going to come back up, or I don't know, I like the dynamics of it. So I was just trying to really emulate that with my music rather than emulate someone. But Ed Sheeran came along. Ed Sheeran was, maybe it's because I kind of look like him, but he kind of made me more interested. I was already writing songs, but more interested in writing different types of things. And he's got the dynamics down. He knows what he's doing when it comes to making just an acoustic and vocals interesting, which is a feat unto itself, which many people have done, but he was the first that really drew me to that. You can you know, keep a crowd captivated by just being you up there. You don't need the drums and all that stuff. So I thought that was kind of cool. That kind of brought me into what I do now.
And how many albums do you have?
I only have one full-length album. I did want an EP, a five-song EP, when I just got out of high school, which was really cool. I don't really sound like that anymore. The songs, I think, hold up for me, and it's well done. I did it with this guy, Bob Beal, and he was my guitar teacher at the time, so he was really into, you know, getting me to write more music and you know, try to understand how production works and how you can make certain things work when they don't. But yeah, that was really fun. So I had that one and my full-length album, which is called Tabula Rasa, which is on iTunes and Spotify and pretty much everywhere you can find music.
Yeah, I remember when you brought me the first copy of that, and that was, it's great music on there.
Yeah, I'm definitely really proud of that. I did it all myself, and I had no idea what I was doing. I never recorded anything to that extent. And I was in my basement. I had not very good recording equipment. I had no idea how to use Logic, and it just kind of came out. And even now, I go back and try to use Logic, and I have no idea what I'm doing. So I don't know what happened in that year span of me sitting in my basement and writing these songs and you know, getting putting those out. I don't know how that happened, but it was kind of a random expulsion of feeling, and I'm definitely really proud of how that one came out. Yeah.
So anything special you'd like to pay for us to start?
That is a good question. I've got a lot of new stuff. So I'm trying to think of what's the best one to start off with. I'll do one. This is how I like to start a lot of my shows, actually. And this is a song that I wrote about not following others and taking the path for yourself and not really knowing where you're going, but you kind of have to run into the void.
And what is it called?
This is called When I Remember as a Child. My lungs to break.
wait for another path to take. And I remember as a child, the days were long, I went wild. Every day away from my thoughts and my mind. And I remember getting older. You gotta do the things you're told, yeah. Nah, just be bold. Into the fire, I'm embrace myself for what's inside. And I will wait for my lungs to break. I will wait for another path to take. Into the fire, and embrace myself, and embrace myself, and embrace myself. Straight away, I walk into the fire, and embrace myself for what's inside. And I will wait for my lungs to. I will wait for another path to take.
Thank you.
So, inspiration.
For that one, I wrote a lot of my music just by sitting down and singing. So I never really know what I'm writing about until it's done. And then I look back and I'm like, oh, that's what was in there, in that scrambled up head.
So you're reaching into your subconscious to do your writing, not your conscious mind, after you've written it.
Most of the time, yeah, which is very strange, but... It seems to bring out some of the better songs I've written.
Maybe that's why you wrote a song, Mystery to Me.
That's, yeah. Well, actually, I was going through...
Because it's...
Yeah, it, well, I have no idea what's going on. No, but I was going through my old voice memos, because what I'll do is I'll start writing and just put my phone down and start the voice memo, and it usually comes out with something either... interesting or I can take it and put it somewhere else. But I was going through them and I found like the original like improv for Mystery to Me and My Heart, which are the two first tracks on Tabula Rasa, which are two of my favorite ones. But I was listening, it was really interesting to see where the song went, because Mystery to Me started kind of slow and not as fun and fast. But it was the first track on the album, I thought, well, this would be cool if it was a big, fun song, because the rest of the album was kind of a bummer, in the best way possible.
Yeah, but it's just great music.
Yeah, it's definitely a sadder album. I think there was some reviewer that said something, I can't remember the exact quote, but it was like the beautiful... love story and heartbreak and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty much the thing. Yeah,
that's what life is.
Yeah, you know,
it has its ups and downs.
You have to catch it at the right time too. I think that was like, it was honestly the perfect time for me to sit back, and I didn't have a job at the time. I had just come back from college, decided it wasn't going to work out for me, so I was kind of in this January mindset. It was the middle of January, and I was, it was just stuck inside. So I was like, I gotta put this energy somewhere. I just sat down and I wrote a lot of the songs at college, but a lot of them, there's one on there that is the third to last track. It's called Slowly Out of Love, that was completely an improv one night. And I went back and I was like, this is perfect. I just put it out how it was, which is kind of a cool thing. I didn't think about it too much because I was like, maybe some of the lyrics are cheesy or they don't work, but it was all emotion. So that's really all I needed to get out of that track was exactly how I was feeling, instead of kind of manipulating the song to be what I wanted it to be, you know?
So you didn't play a lot of sports, but how do you feel about our sports teams winning?
I love it. Well, I mean, so right now I live in Dover, New Hampshire with six other guys, and they're all ecstatic about sports. And I don't particularly enjoy watching it, but the atmosphere that comes from it is very, it makes you ecstatic. And even if you don't like it, it's fun to watch. And when you got all your buddies jumping up and down and then being mad at the TV, it's just fun to watch. And I love like that kind of camaraderie that everyone has, you know.
Well, for most of your life, even though that may not be your biggest thing,
yeah,
we've won a lot of championships.
Oh yeah, no, I've been learning a lot more from my friends. I have to ask a lot of dumb questions, but
remember, there are no dumb questions.
That's true.
So, watching them watch the sports.
Yeah.
Because how long have you all lived together?
It's been I think a year and a half.
Okay, so we've had a few championships. One very high one very low one.
Yep. Yeah.
Is there a song in that?
Maybe. I could probably come up with something on that. I think that a lot of the songs come from, you know, watching people. You learn a lot from I'm an observer and an active person at the same time. But I think observing you see a lot of things that you wouldn't, and you kind of keep up with people that way instead of closing yourself off to that.
Oh, you never know, that could be next big single.
I'm hoping maybe it'll come. I've got a lot of every time I write a new song, I'm like, that's the one. Like I wrote this new one in like a week, and I had put up on Instagram like the improv of it first like minute, and the song is called When I Was 18, and it's about falling in love the way that you felt with someone else. And I have a million songs that I could have put out, but this one was like, I love this song and I think that people are really gonna like it. So I went to my friend Jake Bartolin, who's also a musician. I went to his house. He had his parents have like this cabin in the woods, and it was like a 95 degree day, and up in his studio it was like 97. And you can't have fans on or anything, so it's even hotter, and you're singing and you're playing guitar, and it was very, very fun. Good day. We had a couple friends come in and do parts on it. But it was just like a spur of the moment, let's get this out. We actually got two songs done, which the second one should be out sometime soon. But that song just kind of stuck with me, and I was like, I really want other people to hear it, and people seem to like it. So.
Not that I want to encourage you to play both songs, but if you get the urge to play both songs, you've got the floor.
I'll try to play at least one. The one I just put out, the When I Was 18, is... I semi, you know, don't think about when I have to sing it live, and it's really high up there, so I have to have the right register for it. But this one, this is like the more relaxed, chill one, which hopefully will be out sometime
soon. What's it called?
This is called What Love Is.
my eyes. It'll come as no surprise. You'll be there when I wake. I've opened up and you don't care about what I did. Oh, your golden hair falling down upon your shoulder, it just lays there. So take a breath, take a step into the unknown. Oh, our love is ever growing. Baby, I know. Oh, baby, I know. Oh, baby, I know. Love is. We'll go out on the town, all our friends are around, but it's only me and you. Oh, my hands upon your waist, your hands on my shirt sleeves. Oh, what a beautiful view. So take a breath, take a step into the unknown. Oh, love is ever growing. Baby, I know. Baby, I know. Oh, baby, I know. This time, waiting for your touch, waiting for your love. Oh, it's all I wanted, and it's just enough. So take a breath, take a step into the unknown. Oh, our love is ever growing. Baby, I know. Oh, baby, I know. Oh, baby, I know. Oh, baby, I know. Oh, baby, I know. With love.
Thank you so much. Cheesy love songs. That's how you do it.
If it works.
Exactly.
If it sells.
It's been working for how many years? 100. More. Way more. Thousands.
Yeah, except for way back when I think they used clubs instead of to play music. Yep. You know, for love songs. I mean, it's like the Flintstones, you know?
Exactly. Back then.
Yeah, in the caves, you know. But, yeah, love songs always make it.
Yeah, I write a lot of them. I don't really know why. Maybe it's because they're easier to write, but there's something.
Are they easier to write but harder to live?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. I would say so. I mean, I think it's usually the first thing that comes to your head, because no matter how cheesy they are, there's a lot of other things you could write about that are definitely a little bit cheesier. But I've started writing, because I went back in my catalog and I was like, a lot of these are either heartbreak or like a love you songs. I've got a couple that are a little bit different, but I just started writing songs that are, as long as I can get an honest song, it doesn't really matter what the topic entails. I think that honesty is, I mean, all you should really ask for with music. I'm not writing music for people to listen to. I'm writing it for me, pretty much. I don't think that I mean, there's parts that you can be like, I can do this because the audience likes this. But as of right now, I'm not trying to sell anything.
But it's your own therapy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's the best way to, you know, commune with yourself. You know, being alone is not alone if you enjoy, you know, writing. And I could sit in my room for hours, you know.
But you know what? If you could sell them, and people want to buy them, and people want to come to your concerts, because you just told me off the air, you had a 60-concert tour over the summer.
Yeah.
In 3 months? That's...
It was...
Every 3 days?
So, pretty much, I would do... Well, there was 1 week that I did every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then I think I did 2.5 full weeks of shows, like all the way. And then I was also working my day job at the time. So but I was still having fun here and there, you know, living with six other guys that are usually around, you know, you come back and something's happening, you know. But it was, the thing is, it's a lot, and it's a lot especially when you're by yourself. The driving can get long. I don't mind the driving, but it can definitely, usually when you're coming back from a show and it's like an hour and a half to 2 hours away, and you're kind of just like, I already drove here 2 hours, played for 3 hours, you know, broke down, you know, put everything in the car and have to drive all the way back. But I guess it kind of just is part of the, you see it as glamorous when you're looking from the outside in. But I guess even from the inside, you can kind of be like, well, it's part of the thing, you know. I've been doing it for years, so it's just become, some of them are jobs, and then some of them are fun, you know, shows. And I think that's what you can't really take that away, you know.
Well, but even with the job, when it's a job, you're learning something to make it fun.
Exactly. Well, that's when I actually, if I'm feeling like the gig is, you know, me in the corner and no one's really listening, then I'll just start improvising songs. I'll put my voice memos on and I'll improv songs, and then maybe come back to the covers for people. But it's the best way to, you know, keep yourself sane, I guess.
Well, I'm looking here. I've got, let's see, Hallelujah, I'm Home. I have Changes.
Yeah. What's that on? The?
We found it on our secret locator.
Oh, no. Yeah, those are...
they're both live. So...
Is one of them... Is it a video?
Yes.
I think that is... Changes is from... yeah, that's... I really like that song. I think that's from Yankee Homecoming Festival in Newburyport. My mom took that video, I think, if that's the right one.
At HK2.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's another good place I've been playing. Yeah, I set up my camera, and it's in Hull, Mass. It's a really cool beach town, and I played there a bunch this summer, and they allow me to play some, like, softer stuff.
So should we give them a listen?
Go for it.
What are we going to hear?
Let's do...
Do you want to do it live, or do you want to do the video?
I'll do it live. I actually would really love to play this one. This is, if I can get my tuning right. I'm going to do Changes. This song kind of came about, a lot of times I'll excuse myself from crazy life and go up to my family's cabin in Ossipee, New Hampshire, and it's in the middle of the woods, and kind of just get away and write music and hang out. And this is one of those improv that I did that I tweaked a little bit, but and I haven't played in a while, so I'm hoping I remember all the lyrics to it. Thank you.
My second chance is the only ones that I don't get. Cause my first chances, they are it. My best friend, we met when I was 7. We still talk and get together. And I feel again happier than I have ever been. Well, so I think. Cause I can't seem to remember what it was like when I was 6. And I want all of it back. I hate these changes. And I want all of it to turn around. The clock keeps ticking. To all my friends who struggle to depend on something, we're black and blue. To all the people from my high school that never made it through, I still feel you. And to my cousin who moved to DC, I'll see you soon. Hope you're doing good. And I want all of it back. I hate these changes. And I want all of it to turn around. The clock keeps ticking. And I never thought it would feel like this. The clock just shrivels and sinks, making me crazy. I hate these changes. Please stop this change.
I that's one of my favorites to play, and I don't get to play it too often at certain shows. I remember I played it, I did a show at the Firehouse Center for the Arts in Newburyport, which is like this cool little theater, and I hadn't played at the theater in a while, and it's awesome because people are, it's a very captive audience because they have to be there. They're, you know, sitting there, and my parents and my aunt and uncle went. I remember during that song, I looked out, and you can't really see anything, but I could make out my mom was out there, and she was crying to the song. And I was like, okay. Well, I guess I kind of, that's kind of what I'm going for, you know?
Well, if it affects your mom.
Exactly. I mean, she doesn't know, I don't think, any of the names of the songs, but she's always like, play my favorite one, and I'll tell her the name of the song. She's still can't remember it, but she's got a couple that she really enjoys, which is always, I mean, I'd hope she would. If she didn't like it, then I'd be screwed.
So did you ever just sit down, for example, like now,
mm-hmm.
and just improvise a song?
Yeah, I could do that right now. What key do I want to do it in? Let's make sure I'm all tuned. I can't promise anything, but we'll see what comes out of it. There is one guitar line that I've been fiddling around with, so maybe that'll give me some inspiration. Glad you recorded it.
And guess what?
What?
Didn't you notice? Great name for the song.
Didn't you notice? That's awesome. Yeah.
That's what's in the record. That's what's been logged.
Perfect.
It says, "Didn't you notice?" In parentheses, improv. In parentheses, live.
That's awesome. I can't wait to hear it back and make it into an actual song.
Well, but that was, on the spot, great.
Thank you. Yeah, those types of. I think it just comes from doing it over and over and over and over. It's not, I wouldn't say it's natural. It's definitely something that took a lot of work to get to that point. It's really just turning off your brain, kind of. You see, I mean, nothing is nothing compared to like the rappers who will just go. I had a
free
friend,
flow.
Yeah, he used to just, he was insane. I would just play guitar and he would rap and sing, and it just all, that always blew my mind, because you're going so fast. Like, I have a little bit of time to, you know, figure out the next line, but that you just, them, they're just going, and that's the coolest thing. I've never been able to do that.
But when it's live, it's different, because,
yeah.
I mean, we are carried worldwide and across the universe on the internet, besides doing it live here at WMFO in Medford. I mean, that was a great song.
Thank you. Yeah, I actually, was on Friday, I played this art show, and it was raining on Friday, so there was not really anyone there, so I decided I was just gonna, pretty much three quarters of the show was me improvising songs, because it was just, you know, you don't have to really worry about it. Even if I play an original song, no one's gonna know, you know, what that is, so it's always fun to kind of mess around with.
So we got time for about two more songs.
Yeah.
Because you're working on a new album. Do you want to play something from the new album, the old album?
I could play an older one. Maybe, I could do like a different version of Mystery to Me. That might be good. I have one that I've been doing at shows that I've really enjoyed doing. Kind of how it was meant to be. Ooh, tune. So this is a track that is pretty much the only happy track on Tabula de Rasa. And it was really fun. My friend Caroline Portu came and did some harmonies on it, and listened to that on Spotify and SoundCloud and iTunes and YouTube.
That's what we did. That's where you can find all your music.
Yeah, exactly. And you can also go to davidcorson.com. That's CORSON.com. Got videos and stuff like that.
And then you can also find out where you're playing live.
Yeah, I have all my... I don't do it myself, so I can't really give myself credit, but the people who... Michael and Ryan, who work at Evolvement Music, are on top of that stuff, and so I give them some credit for that. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't know what I was doing. So, but yeah, this is kind of how this song was meant to be played. Because it's happy, sad. So this is Mystery to Me.
And waiting on another one. Oh, I feel like I could find someone like you. Someone that I can love. I see my reflection in your eyes. Walk with you side by side. Hold my hand and I'll hold yours. 'Cause tonight is the night that I come out of my shell. And sometimes you just gotta let fear control you. And all right, it's time that I know you. So put a record on, we can listen to it till we fall asleep, fall in love. 'Cause the music will settle us down. melt our hearts into one. Is that what you wanna become? And sometimes you just gotta let fear control you. And alright, it's time that I hold you. Love is a mystery to me, something I can't see. And you're someone I believe in, and you're someone I could be. Sometimes you just gotta let fear control you. And alright, it's time that I told you. Love is a mystery to me.
Last time I had you on, played I'm a Believer.
Yeah.
Which is cool. So we got about 3 minutes. Got a song that you want to go out with?
One of mine, or do you want me to do a...
Whatever inspires you.
I'm going to do one of mine that I just recently wrote that... I'm really hoping I can sing. It's really high up there. I really mess with myself there. So this is called The Choices. It's about when I lived in my car.
Times have changed for me. I haven't seen my friends in weeks. They're at school, hanging out with you. I guess I knew. And I don't know if you know this, but I've been sleeping in parking lots in my car. I'm on a new start, trying to pull this puzzle apart. And only for the moment I was caught up in the expedition of your heart. And only for the choices I've made this far. I don't wanna go down without a fight. I don't wanna go out tonight. And I swear to you, never felt so cold in my bedroom. It's not my home.
without you. You know I've been hanging around with people from out of town, drinking way too much, smoking out my lungs. And only for the moment I was caught up in the expedition of your heart. And only for the choices I've made this far.